آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔ اس طرح کی اور کہانیاں sbs.com.au/اردو پر سنیے۔ تین دسمبر 2009 آسٹریلیا کی سب سے بڑی ریاست نیو ساؤتھ ویلز کی پارلیمنٹ کے لیے ایک تاریخی دن تھا، جہاں پہلی بار ایک مسلمان رکن پارلیمان بنا، اور یہ لیبر پارٹی کے پارلیمانی رکن شوکت مسلمانی تھے، جو 1965 میں لبنان میں پیدا ہوئے اور 1977 یعنی 1977 میں اپنے والدین کے ساتھ آسٹریلیا آئے۔ سڈنی یونیورسٹی سے تعلیم مکمل کرنے کے بعد 1995 میں وہ راک ڈیل سٹی کونسل کے ممبر منتخب ہوئے اور 2009 تک اسی کونسل کے میئر بھی منتخب رہے۔ 2009 میں نیو ساؤتھ ویلز کے پہلے مسلم ممبر آف پارلیمنٹ بننے کا انہیں اعزاز حاصل ہوا، مگر اس سال جون میں آسٹریلین فیڈرل پولیس نے ان کے گھر پر چھاپہ مارا، جس کے بعد سے ان کے سیاسی مستقبل کے بارے میں شک و شبہات ذرائع ابلاغ کا خاص موضوع رہا۔ مگر اب اکتوبر 2020 میں پارلیمان کی تحقیقات کمیٹی میں انہیں کسی معاملے میں ملوث نہیں پایا اور نہ ہی کسی معاملے پر مورد الزام قرار دیا۔ وہ باعزت طور پر اب پارلیمان میں واپس آ چکے ہیں۔ چین کی آسٹریلین سیاست میں مداخلت میں کسی طرح کا کردار ادا کرنے کا الزام ان پر نہیں لگایا گیا، تو پھر ان کے گھر پر اے ایف پی نے چھاپا کیوں مارا؟ ان کی سیاسی زندگی کے اس اہم موڑ پر کمیونٹی نے ان کا کس طرح ساتھ دیا؟ یہ سب جاننے کے لیے میں نے نیو ساؤتھ ویلز کے رکن پارلیمان شوکت مسلمانی سے بات کی۔ یہ بات چیت انگریزی میں ہے، مگر اس کا اردو خلاصہ بھی پوڈ کاسٹ کے آخر میں آپ سن سکیں گے۔ آئیے بات کرتے ہیں شوکت مسلمانی سے۔ I have Honorable Shaukat Muslimani, member of New South Wales Legislative Council since 2009. Mr. Shaukat Muslimani, welcome to the SBS Radio Urdu program. First question, how challenging the time for you and your family when you were on leave from Parliament after your home was raided by Australian Federal Police in June 2020?
Look, let me first of all thank you, Mr. Rehan Alavi, for this opportunity to get the message through to our Pakistani community, our Urdu speaking community, through SBS Radio, and I thank you for this opportunity. Look, it would be, can I just say, it would be an understatement to say that it was a tough circumstances. It was really frightening. It was humiliating. It was mentally distressing. It was shockingly oppressive. Imagine having Mr. Alvi, the Federal Police, in your home for 19 hours from 6:30 a.m. on a Friday morning to 1:30 a.m. the next day, Saturday morning, with two shifts of over 20 police in your home with your wife and sons, effectively captive with the media, lining up my streets for 3 days, beaming images and allegations against me to the world. It continues to haunt us every time, Mr. Alvi, that someone knocks on our door, images of the Federal Police raid haunt us. My family will live, as I said to you earlier and when I spoke the other day, will live with this car for the rest of our lives. Can I just say on this occasion, Mr. Alvi, that I was never the subject of the foreign interference investigation. And I was told, as the officers entered my home, that I was not a suspect in the investigation. I was only in the first few minutes. It is now more than 4 months since the police raid, and I've never been asked a question, nor accused of any wrongdoing. No charges have been laid against me. No allegations of any criminal offence have been directed to me. In fact, various reports have now shown that I've never been the subject of the investigation. I've said this on many occasions, that I'm not the focus of the investigation, nor am I a person of interest. Yet, sadly, some in our mainstream media continue to want to paint me as a person of interest and the object of the investigation. I am not, and I never was. Now that the truth has come out, you'd find very little, if anything, in the media to report the truth. And that's the sad part. Initially, when the raid happened, it was all over the place, all over the media, displaying and depicting me as some sort of a treasonous person, and now that the truth has come out, there's hardly any media coverage to report that I'm innocent of all the allegations that have been made. And that's why it's so traumatic, and that's why I wanted to convey this message to our community, and I thank them for their ongoing support.
Will you consider a legal proceeding against your defamation and public humiliation?
Well, look, you know, it's a little bit too early to consider commence legal proceedings, Mr. Alvey, against those who defamed and sought to humiliate me. And there are many. There are too many of them. But it is a lesson, though, that there needs to be more migrant media, non-mainstream media, if you like, with active and objective coverage of the stories that tell the story as factually as possible. These days, our media is almost is about sensationalizing the story, and in doing so, ignore the suffering and the injury that the sensationalist stories cause. That's why it's so painful to read in the media the blatant lies, the mistruths, the allegations that are completely completely false, because of the mainstream media has been able to cover the Australian news and over the world, right across the world, your dignity, your humanity is destroyed because of some interest in the media to tell a sensationalist story, and that's the sad part. So that's why it's so important that non-English mainstream media, non-English media and other community media is active in reporting the truth that's out there in the various that are happening in our community, such as your report at SBS Radio, Mr. Alvey. That's why, if you recall, I National Indigenous Human Rights Awards, I did the Multicultural Media Awards, I did various things to raise the profile of ethnic media. There's no doubt about that, Mr. Alvey. Sadly, many are in the backroom journalists. Don't necessarily, they are not given the opportunity that they deserve. Their knowledge, their know-how, capabilities and skills are there, but sadly they're not being fully utilized. That's a lesson for all of us. I mean, you know, if you don't get given a chance, you have to fight for it. You have to seek it to get that chance. You have to create it. And we must recognize the work that they do, because they share the information that is valuable to the community, not only in this instance the Pakistani community, but the wider mainstream community. And they speak multiple languages and understand culture, understand ethics and society and so forth.
You are into the New South Wales Legislative Parliament since 2009, has taken a stand on various controversial issues. Do you think that your stance on many issues, including the opposition to the religious discrimination bills and the criticism of the Israeli occupation, could be behind your victimization?
Look, I think there is some truth to this, but I don't know if my political opponents instigated this. Peter Dutton's office certainly had a lot to do with it. Peter Dutton is the Minister for Home Affairs. He's responsible for police agencies. I had criticised Ruby Princess for their failure, and he went on Ray Hadley's 2GB and called for my resignation from New South Wales Parliament. It was terrible that a senior minister of the federal parliament to call for resignation of a member of the state parliament because a member of the state parliament expresses a view that Peter Dutton and his office and his government do not concur with. I can say that some political opponents poured fuel on the fire and used their media links to cause me further damage. But obviously I can't make the accusation because I don't have the facts. But certainly my political opponent...
Can you please clarify what are the allegations on your part-time staffer John Zhang and a social media chat group in relation to foreign interference investigation that leads towards the AFP raid?
Look, I'm not fully aware of the details, though the accusation is that he was acting... I mean, John Zhang works one day a week in my office for a year and a half, and a significant part of the time he was on sick leave because he had some shoulder injuries.
Is he still your staffer?
No, he has resigned and no longer a member of the staff. But the accusation is that he was acting on behalf of the Chinese state and party apparatus through a private social media chat group. And look, I don't know what this means, what it is, what aspect of the private social media chat group that there's allegations about. I have no idea, but I can tell you this, that he has not been charged. He has not been charged either. I do not know what this means. How he was acting on behalf of the Chinese state. Can I just say this, to, Mr. Alvey? If people look at the Foreign Interference Act, anyone now in the say Pakistani community now who may be talking with say the Pakistani consulate or the High Commission, and perhaps through a private social media chat, could technically be accused of breaching the Foreign Interference Act introduced into the Federal Parliament in 2018. But I can say that Mr. Zhang has challenged the validity of the not only the warrant, but also of this law in the High Court.
John Zhang lodges High Court challenge to investigation into Chinese interference, and that's why we won't go into details.
I'm happy now that I have returned to Parliament. I was welcomed back with open arms by an overwhelming number of my colleagues right across the political spectrum. Support was critical to my return. It helped me keep the fighting spirits up. Communities that I've worked with for the past 38 years, they did not let me down, really, Mr. Alvey. And they rallied their support and kept faith in me right across the multicultural spectrum, including the Pakistani community, to whom I am grateful. And I thank you again for the opportunity to get my message across and express my gratitude to them for the ongoing support, and I look forward to continue to working with them into the future.
अभी आप न्यू साउथ वेल्स की लेजिस्लेटिव काउंसिल के मेंबर शौकत मुसलमानी से हमारी बातचीत सुन रहे थे। जून 2020 में ऑस्ट्रेलियन फेडरल पुलिस ने उनके घर पर छापा मारा था, जिसके बारे में वो बता रहे थे कि वो उनके और उनके खानदान के लिए किस कदर चैलेंजिंग और मुश्किल वक्त था, क्योंकि उन पर किसी किस्म का कोई इल्ज़ाम नहीं लगाया गया, उनके बारे में कोई तहकीकात नहीं हो रही है, और वो अब न्यू साउथ वेल्स की पार्लियामेंट में वापस आ चुके हैं। उनके एक स्टाफर जो पार्ट टाइमर यानी जुज वक्ती उनका अमले का फर्द था, उसके बारे में शुबा किया जा रहा है कि शायद वो किसी तरह से चीनी पॉलिसीज को ऑस्ट्रेलियन सियासतदानों पर असरअंदाज होने के लिए इस्तेमाल करना चाहता था। उनके स्टाफर जॉन जैंग ने इस इल्ज़ाम को अदालत में चैलेंज कर रखा है। उनका ये भी कहना था कि हो सकता है कुछ ऐसे ग्रुप जो टोनी एबट के अहदे हुकूमत में पेश किए जाने वाले मजहबी तफरीक के बिल की मुखालफत और इसराइल की गजा जैसे इलाकों में कब्जे की पॉलिसी के खिलाफ उनके बयानात से नाखुश होने वाले ग्रुप, वो इसके पीछे हो सकते हैं। उन्होंने खास तौर पर वजीर दाखिला पीटर डटन का जिक्र किया, जिन्होंने एक कंजर्वेटिव रेडियो पर शौकत मुसलमानी के इस्तीफे का मुतालबा भी किया, और ऑस्ट्रेलियन फेडरल पुलिस जिसने उनके घर पर छापा मारा था वो भी वजारत दाखला के तहत काम करती है। शौकत मुसलमानी ने एक वफाकी वजीर के रियासती पार्लियामेंटेरियन के इस्तीफे के मुतालबे को मुस्तरद करते हुए कहा कि उन्हें कोई हक नहीं कि वो मीडिया और पुलिस के जरिए उनकी साफ शफाफ शोहरत को नुकसान पहुंचाएं और उनसे बिला वजह इस्तीफे का मुतालबा करें। आम ऑस्ट्रेलियन की नज़र में उनके किरदार को मशकूक बनाने की और उन्हें बेइज्जत करने की कोशिश की गई, उस बारे में वो अपने कानूनी हक के इस्तेमाल के बारे में बाद में फैसला करेंगे। उन्होंने इस सिलसिले में उर्दू कम्युनिटी और खासतौर पर पाकिस्तानी कम्युनिटी के तावुन को सराहा। उनको न्यू साउथ वेल्स की पार्लियामेंट से बर्खास्त या मौतल नहीं किया गया था, बल्कि उन्होंने इस तहकीकात के दौरान खुद ही रजाकाराना तौर पर छुट्टी ले ली थी। न्यू साउथ वेल्स पार्लियामेंट की प्रिविलेज कमेटी की तहकीकात में उनको किसी भी इल्जाम का मुर्तकिब करार नहीं दिया गया, जिसके बाद वो 22 अक्टूबर 2020 से न्यू साउथ वेल्स की पार्लियामेंट में दोबारा वापस आ चुके हैं। उन्होंने खास तौर पर इस बात का जिक्र किया कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया के मेन स्ट्रीम मीडिया या अंग्रेजी मीडिया में ऑस्ट्रेलिया की कसीरुल सकाफती या मल्टी कल्चरल सोसाइटी की नुमाइंदगी। इस सिलसिले में उन्होंने SBS रेडियो के दीगर जबानों के प्रोग्रामों के साथ SBS उर्दू के गैर जानिबदाराना किरदार की तारीफ की। उन्होंने इस बात मिस्टर शौकत मुसलमानी ने इस बात पर अफसोस का इजहार किया कि जब उनके घर पर बगैर किसी सबूत के छापा मारा गया, तो उस वक्त मेन स्ट्रीम मीडिया ने उन खबरों को खूब उछाला और बगैर किसी सबूत के उनके खिलाफ किरदार कुशी की मुहिम चलाई, मगर जब अब वो बाइज्जत होकर वापस पार्लियामेंट में आ चुके हैं और उनके बारे में किसी किस्म की कोई तहकीकात नहीं हो रही और ना ही उन पर कोई इल्ज़ाम लगाया गया है, तो इन खबरों को मेन स्ट्रीम मीडिया में बहुत कम जगह दी जा रही है। और यहीं पर ऑस्ट्रेलिया के पहले मुस्लिम पार्लियामानी मेंबर शौकत मुसलमानी के घर पर छापे से लेकर उनकी पार्लियामेंट में वापसी की कहानी का जिक्र खत्म करते हैं। लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए।